Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
As we know, the COVID pandemic, while it's still going on, has certainly calmed down from the past couple tax filing seasons. And apparently the IRS, any compassion that they may have had, may be cooling off a little bit. Linda Nader joins us now from Accelerated Tax Resolution. You hear her voice a lot on the station. She's been on the show a couple times before, too. Linda, it's good to chat with you again.
It's great to chat with you, John.
Doesn't seem like the IRS is too eager. Well, maybe they are too eager to chat with us a little bit, huh? Things have changed.
Yes, they want to become pen pals with a lot of people out there.
And, I mean, you have said that, you told me in an email that you've heard from colleagues that this isn't just calling, that this is maybe even visits to businesses and individuals. That seems pretty surprising if it's just a minor thing, like maybe they forgot to do their return or something like that. What are you hearing?
Well, we're hearing that they have started to, you know, obviously use part of their budget to hire more agents to be out there. And what they're doing is they are starting to make site visits that wasn't done at all during COVID. And prior to COVID, it wasn't exactly the norm. But now what we're finding is that these new agents are out more in droves, and they're actually going to places of business or actually ringing doorbells of individuals that haven't filed.
What do you do if they show up? I mean, like, what's that conversation like? Are they asking you to open your wallet then and there? I mean, that's got to be intimidating.
It is. What we tell people to do is the first thing is ask for their identification. They should have a badge on them, or sometimes they'll pull it out of their pocket. So you want to make sure that you are dealing with someone that is from the IRS.
Right.
You know, the second thing is that you want to ask them exactly what they're asking them to do and what they say has happened. And then you need to tell them that you need to find representation and that you're not able to speak to them at that point in time.
Right. So you can say, look, you can be respectful, of course. I understand you're here. I have nothing more to say to you. And then they call 1-833-TAX-PRO-3. Like, that's what I would do.
Exactly.
I'd be calling you, Linda, the moment before the door even latched, because this is not something you want to navigate on your own.
No, and people wait too long to call. I mean, we had a call 2 weeks ago where literally the person was going to possibly have a home seizure the next day.
Whoa. And that's not going to happen on someone on an IRS's first visit, right? Like,
or even first call.
Or first letter or whatever the case may be. Okay, so that's someone that's waited too long. So the earlier you call 1-833-TAX-PRO-3, the better. Now, we've laid out the visit scenario, and that's not going to be everybody, right? In fact, for the vast majority of people, it won't be. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't remember the number any less, because you're hearing from people that are saying the IRS is just not giving even the time to pay back anymore, giving you the options that maybe they had offered, the olive branches they had offered during COVID.
Oh, that's exactly true. It was very common for us to be able to call the IRS with a power of attorney and say that our client had just engaged us and that we needed time to put the tax returns together or, you know, get things in order, try to get money to the IRS. And it wasn't unusual that they would give us 180 days to do that. The last two calls that we made to the IRS, they only gave us 30 days to get everything in order.
Whoa.
One of it was for 6 years of tax returns.
Oh, my gosh. And that's not 30 days from when you have everything. That's 30 days from that moment, meaning you and the client really got to go into overdrive. Can that be done? I mean, I know it puts a time crunch on you, but can that be done with a client?
Well, someone that has, you know, sort of tried to not deal with the IRS for a couple of years, a lot of times it's very difficult for them to be put in that mode of having to react and get all the paperwork to us that quickly. I mean, if somebody did have all the paperwork, we can get the returns done right away. Mm-hmm. We have the staff for that. But the hard part is actually having that person get in the mindset that, you know, this needs to be taken care of, and it's it's coming a lot quicker than they anticipated.
Right. We don't want to paint this with too much doom and gloom, because that's why you're literally here joining us on this program, is that, and I don't want to give over anxiety to people, because I know some of our listeners right now, maybe it was COVID. And like, honestly, when it comes to taxes, some people get frozen, right? They literally, with the anxiety of it all, the stress of it all, they literally can't do it. And I'm sympathetic to people who kind of go through that mental state. And we're not passing judgment here, right? We're trying to say, look, we're not trying to overstress you that the IRS may be coming or they may be calling, but we want to prepare them. We want to arm people with the tools they need. And that tool is accelerated tax resolution.
You know, we are human. And what we do is we consider each client to be their own individual. And they all come to us. I always say that good people get into trouble with the IRS. You know, yes, you do have people out there that would commit fraud or do criminal activities and things like that. But for the majority of people being contacted by the IRS, it's a situation of something happened. And for a lot of people, something really bad happened during COVID. And they have such anxiety and stress that they need someone that's going to hold their hand and listen to them and be sympathetic, like you said, to exactly what's happening in their life. And we can help guide them to the point of getting to that other side of being compliant with their taxes and not living in fear about what's going to happen.
Yeah, 1-833-TAX-PRO-3. And what I like is when you call that number, they reach yourself or someone from your team. And
yes,
the team is, I don't know how to say, like, you're experienced. You kind of know the ins and outs, right? This is not someone, you're not hiring, the person leading the case isn't their first gig out of college. No offense to them, but like you kind of have made these connections, and that's how you can kind of jump through, maybe it is called jumping through hoops, right? You're able to kind of close that gap between getting this done, getting this filed, and getting this off someone's mind.
I mean, I have an amazing staff. I have over 30 years experience in the field doing this. One of my staff is a former IRS agent, and we have enrolled agents. You know, we just have a really great group of people here that their whole goal is to help people and to make things better for a lot of families out there. Because owing tax money and everything impacts the relationship you have with your spouse, your kids, your job.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it does. It extends well beyond that. Someone wanted to know, like, what if you find out clients are actually fraudulent? And I think you're the clients you work with and that you have helped out so much, like you said, these aren't people trying to scam the IRS. These are good people, like WGN listeners who just got behind. They made a couple poor decisions. It wasn't an active fraud. It was, I messed up.
Right. If something is criminal, we do have attorneys that we deal with for that. As soon as there would be any idea that there would be criminal activity, we immediately refer it out so that they can get that more extensive help that they need to have.
Right. Right. Well, that's good to know, too, and I appreciate you answering the call. Okay. 1-833-TAX-PRO-3 is the number. So who should be calling you? Is it, I missed one tax payment, I forgot to file this year, I filed an extension? Like, who should be reaching out to you?
Anybody that has any correspondence with the Internal Revenue Service or the state of Illinois or any of the other states out there. What happens is once you start getting correspondence from the government, if you don't take care of it, it's just going to keep getting worse. So something that's very minor 3 or 6 years later can be a lot more major.
Should I call you even if I haven't gotten correspondence but know that I might?
Yes, we have had a couple calls this week of where people think that they're going to find themselves in a situation because of COVID. Maybe their businesses were not doing as well and they couldn't pay all their payroll taxes, so they know that's coming down the line. People lose their job. They know that they had unemployment that they didn't have withholding. So a lot of people know that they're going to owe down the line in the next year or two, so they're trying to be proactive to get in early so that it doesn't become, you know, a really bad issue for them.
For sure. Proactive is good. 1-833-TAX-PRO-3. Judgment-free, I guess you could say. Linda Nader from Accelerated Tax Resolution, acceleratedtaxresolution.com. Linda, it's always good to catch up. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Oh, sounds good. Take care, John. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take a quick break. And we got the news coming up, and then Busey Bank after that on WGN.